Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
2020 and into this year has been a very trying time for Americans and the world in general. Here in the U.S., I believe the medical profession was tainted with its response to COVID-19. Conflicting directives, mandates, and recommendations caused and continues to cause confusion across the country. As the pandemic wanes, or at least we're told it's waning, Americans continue to face attacks on their freedoms, conflicting recommendations from the CDC, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and other quote-unquote medical professionals, while doctors and nurses with opposing views are attacked and canceled. One of the issues that is forefront on Americans' minds is the idea of a vaccine passport. We're going to talk about that as well as the need to repeal the HIPAA so-called privacy rule. I'm going to talk about what it really is and what it really isn't. My guest today is Twyla Brace. She's president and co-founder of the Citizens Council on Health Freedom. Thanks, Twyla, for being with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks so much, Diane.
So what is the overall mission of, your Citizens Council on Health Freedom? Obviously, it's about health freedom. How do you define health freedom?
Well, that's an interesting question because health freedom, as an organization, I'll just start off by saying we're patient-centered, privacy-focused, and we are supporters of a free market. But when you think about freedom and health freedom, it's really there's at least two versions of that that we tackle, and one has to do with the government itself, which we're seeing that piece in full-fledged view. Mm-hmm. Because we have seen the executive powers, we've seen the public health powers, we've seen all of that happen. So that's one side of health freedom, is making sure that we're free from all these government mandates and directives. The other side has to do with care and coverage, which a lot of people think that's what healthcare is about. The care that you get from the doctor, the care that you get in the hospital, and the coverage that is used to pay for it. But freedom happens in both of those spheres, and in addition to that, the two of them are big players in both the public health sphere and the so-called private sphere are merging together. And if that merger really happens fully, we will have either a corporate version of a socialized medicine system or we'll have a full-fledged government version of a socialized medicine system. So our organization really wants to bring back freedom, limit government, and get all of the third parties out of the exam room that are getting in between the patient and the doctor. After all, the point of the entire healthcare system is the patient, but the patient is really getting short shrift mm-hmm. today.
Yeah, more and more we see the insurance companies really being the one who determines what kind of care a patient gets.
Because, that's correct.
Yeah.
The insurance companies were put in that powerful position actually starting with the HMO Act of 1973.
Oh.
And I think that Ted Kennedy, who is the author of that act and a single-payer advocate, he saw that if he could put all of us into the corporate version of socialized medicine where we are told no, where we're given limits to mm-hmm. care, where our doctors are controlled, it would be easier for him to move us toward a government version of socialized medicine.
And of course, Obamacare pushes even closer to that.
That's correct.
Yeah, wow. Okay, let's talk about vaccine passports. we are being told that, by some anyway, that the pandemic is waning and that there's still some strains out there, but they're also being told that there may be the need for a vaccine passport. And to me, this is just another, what you're talking about, where the government is, we've seen the government interfering with our lives, in our lives, for over a year now. And I believe the majority of Americans are getting not only frustrated, but just fed up with an overbearing federal and state government. And in our case, Governor Wolf lifted all the COVID restrictions on Memorial Day, except for the mask mandate, which I totally ignored anyway, is not until June 28th, is my understanding. But again, government overreach. So now is the discussion about vaccine passport. What is a vaccine passport? How is the government defining that, and how would that restrict Americans' movement?
So the interesting thing about the vaccine passport. Well, I'll just talk what it is first. So what it is a requirement or a document, I guess. We'll say a document that you would show, which would give proof of your vaccination status or show whether you have a vaccination status or you don't. And according to that vaccination status, you would be allowed to fully engage in society or have limited access to society and all of the activities that we have long engaged in as freedom-loving Americans. So it would be, it's a passport into freedom, mm-hmm. although the passport itself is means you're not free.
Yeah.
If you have to show something in order to be able to freely engage in American life.
Papers, please. Yeah.
Yeah, papers, yeah. please. Yeah. Right.
Has this ever happened in America? I mean, we had the mask mandate and conflicting reports or studies showing how effective or ineffective they were. We now have the signs on some stores, no masks, no service. And now the possibility of a vaccine passport. Has there ever been such government overreach in this country before when it comes to a disease?
Well, interestingly enough, in the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, at that time, there are stories, I think I saw the story in the New York Times, of 1,000 people jailed in one night alone for refusing to wear masks. And they're like, you know, put me in jail, but I'm not going to wear that thing. Right? And so it was a very different feeling back in 1918. And for your listeners, I think one of the interesting things that I found when I was doing that research is that the reason most people died was because we had no antibiotics at the time.
Mm.
None. So when they went from the influenza into the pneumonia mode, mm-hmm. there was nothing.
Yeah.
There was nothing to save them, and they had to either, their body had to have enough ability to conquer the infection, or they succumbed. And mm-hmm. that was the big reason. If they had had antibiotics, it's anybody's guess how small that pandemic might have been, or maybe there wouldn't have been one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to say, but
right.
learning that there were no antibiotics was an interesting thing that I had not known about before.
So those individuals, 1,000 individuals, were willing to spend the night or two in jail rather than wear a mask, rather than give up their freedoms.
Yep, that, or they paid the fine, you know, they did all sorts of things, but they were not willing to wear the mask.
Right.
And so, you know, today, as you say, we have all of these people who have been masked for a long time, and I think it was up to 93% perhaps of the American public that was regularly masking, and it had zero impact
mm-hmm.
on the statistics, because in states like South Dakota, where hardly anybody was masking, and in states like Minnesota, where almost everybody was masking, really the trajectory of the disease was the same no matter what state you were in.
Mm-hmm.
That's been proven, too, if you compare Sweden, which had, you know, voluntary masking if they wanted to, right? They could, or Germany, where it was up to, I think, 86% of the population was masking, but Sweden's numbers were even a little bit better than Germany's, but they basically followed still the same trajectory.
Right.
And now that, I'll just add here that now that Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails
mm-hmm.
have all been revealed,
mm-hmm.
it was interesting that in one of the emails he told former Secretary of Health and Human Services, Sylvia Burwell, she asked him, she sent an email to him talking about the fact that she was going to travel and should she wear a mask. And Dr. Fauci said, no, the masks are for people who are sick to make sure that they don't infect other people. Yep. They're not for people who aren't sick to make sure, you know, that
which is what it's always
don't
been.
Get infected.
Yeah.
It's always been that way. He advised her not to wear a mask, and he said the kind of mask that you can get in a drugstore, he said the virus is so small it just travels through
the
mask.
Goes right through. Yeah, I know. I know. But yeah, we've been told that we have to, or else. We've been told that if you don't wear a mask, purchase at the grocery store or wherever, then you don't care about other people. It's just been a topsy-turvy, as you know even better than I, having, you know, with you being in the medical profession. It's just been a topsy-turvy world since February, March last year.
Right.
Where businesses were shut down. I mean, we have Governor Wolf here in Pennsylvania, shut down all non-sustaining businesses, was his definition, last spring. And we still have a son down in Pittsburgh area who is still working from home, he and his wife are. So it's frustrating two of our sons were laid off in the spring because, you know, where they work was shut down because of Wolf's mandate. We won't talk about Governor Wolf because there's still discussion about the big boo-boos he made and the way he handled the COVID, which he acknowledges also that he did make mistakes in the way he handled it. So the vaccine passport would be a document that would be required to, and some businesses would require to see that passport in order for the potential consumer to enter the building to purchase items?
That's correct. It's not likely to happen in grocery stores and those kind of stores. It's more likely to happen at events.
Okay.
And it's definitely happening with the colleges and the universities. And so the college students are essentially, you know, being put over a barrel, mm-hmm. as it were. It's either vaccinate or
don't get
educated, you know, and so they're being forced in many colleges to make this decision. And the fact of the matter is, when you think about the vaccine passport, you really have to think about the vaccine. So one, you know, the passport is as un-American as they come.
Mm-hmm.
It's very un-American. It's great that governors like in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis
mm-hmm.
and the governor of South Dakota and Montana and I think Alabama, they've all said there can't be any passports. Now, some of them are letting businesses do it, but they're saying that the government can't
mm-hmm.
do it. Some of them, like in Utah, have said there's no schools, no colleges, no schools. They can't do passports, so they can't force the students to show proof of vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is following what governors should be doing, which is following the Tenth Amendment,
right.
and protecting their own people
their
against
rights,
an overreaching government. But all that to say, actually, the federal government has said they're not going to mandate passports. It's really that the government is encouraging businesses to do it because they want everybody vaccinated. And so now we have to just think about, how about that vaccine? What do we know about that vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, our office received an email not all that long ago of somebody in an apartment complex that had died right after the vaccine.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so they were still waiting to see, you know, what the coroner's report was. But, you know, they knew this person. And this person was healthy and died,
oh,
right?
Wow.
And so there are stories like that all across
exactly.
the country. There are,
yeah.
there are lots of types of people that have never been in any of the clinical trials.
We'll continue our discussion with Twyla next week as we look at those clinical trials. What is HIPAA, really? And you'll be surprised. So tune in next week for a continued discussion with Twyla Brace, president and co-founder of the Citizens Council on Health Freedom. Stay tuned next week. Thanks.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.